Today is the feast of our Lord's baptism. Today we remember how we were cleansed from original sin. We rejoice that we become members of Christ's body, the Church. Today is the last day of the Christmas season. Tomorrow, we go back to ordinary time in our liturgical calendar. In today's Gospel, we hear how John the Baptist acknowledged Jesus as the Christ. He also humbly magnified him as someone mightier than himself. And during the baptism of Jesus, we need to review what are the three most important events in the baptism of Jesus. What are their meanings? At the moment that Jesus was baptized, there were significant events. First, heaven was opened. Pope Francis said, and I quote, "The opening of the heavens when John the Baptist baptized Jesus, indeed the time of the closed heavens, which indicate the separation between God and man, the consequence of sin. The open heavens indicate that God gave His grace for the earth to bear fruit. So the earth has become the dwelling of God among men, and each of us has the opportunity to meet the Son of God, experiencing all His love and infinite mercy." Jesus has a direct relationship with His Heavenly Father, and because of our baptism, which washes clean, purifies, and refines, heaven is open to us, and we are invited to have a direct relationship with God. Our baptism, which links us to Jesus, means that the door to heaven has been opened to us. God invites us through prayer in Jesus' name to be in relationship with Him. So knock and ask for what you need, for the door will be open. Heaven has been opened to us. By baptism, men are made to be true sons of God, washed from original sin or any actual sin, infused with the virtues and gifts, built into a true temple of the Holy Spirit, and joined to the mystical body of Christ, which is the Church. Through baptism, heaven is open to us. However, heaven was ever open to Christ, even from the moment of His conception, because He was the Son of God. He had no sin. He was filled with the perfection of all the gifts and virtues. So first, heaven was open. Second, God's Spirit descended on Jesus. John the Baptist saying, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on Him, and I myself did not know Him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one.'" The dove could symbolize purity or innocence. Doves are also singled out as sacrificial animals in all four Gospels. From the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21, verse 12, the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 11, verse 15, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, verse 24, and the Gospel of St. John, chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. Implying their representative status as a clean animal, pure and acceptable for sacrifice. Perhaps the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus in the form of a dove as a symbol of his sinless innocence and purity, testifying to his worthiness to be the once for all sacrifice and to bear the sins of humanity. So the second, God's Spirit descended on Jesus. And the last one, God's voice was heard. According to Bishop Binken, I quote, "This is my beloved daughter, with whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the truth, according to Bishop Binky. He says, "I think many people feel they are not good enough for God, that they have made too many mistakes, that God couldn't possibly love them. Those are lies. Please believe the truth that we are beloved children of our Heavenly Father. This is who we are, our deepest identity." So three important events during the baptism of Jesus. First, heaven was opened. Second, God's Spirit descended on Jesus. And the last one, God's voice was heard.